This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com. Cool hockey shirts for cool hockey people. Check them out at AbsFam, absfam.com. If you were born into money, you simply lack the perspective of people who have been dead broke. Argue all you want, but a new MacBook Pro to a rich kid is not nearly the magic that it's going to be to a kid who's poor and never had anything but a crappy PC to play with, if that. When the Avs came to Denver and dominated the league while winning two Stanley Cups, most of us were rich kids at that very moment. We Avs fans were born into privilege, so to speak, given a team that was already awesome and just happened to have a handful of Hall of Fame players already. But then things changed, the rules changed, the NHL salary cap ended the era of big money, big deals, and the parade of prominent players coming through Denver. Just think about some of the names who have worn an Avalanche sweater. Forsberg, Waugh, Sakic, Drury, Fleury, Bork, Blake, Solani, Kariya, there's been a shit ton of them. Hell, I probably missed a bunch of big names in that little blurry, flurry, flurry, trippy thing I just did right there. That's how good we were. We had so many great players that I can't even remember them all right now off the top of my head. But the new rules now dictate the style of play that doesn't suit owners, teams, and players. The rules make it hard to overcome shortcomings in a team quickly. We can't just go out and outspend a team and get a top-notch D-man when the back end is weak. We have to draft, develop, and nurture our talent just like the rest of them. And frankly, we've done a horrible job at doing just that. We've had a string of first-round busts, and we've let players go for nothing. We've put all of our chips on a core group of players that is yet to pay off. And we lost our celebrity coach that helped everyone to believe that miracles can in fact happen. We're like teenage kids who, after our parents divorced, are now forced to stop and shop at thrift stores for our designer jeans, and we hate it. But all is not lost. We are resilient and malleable humans, after all. We survive when we must so that we can thrive when it's time. But thriving means that we have to be willing and brave enough to go from the familiar survival mode to the thrive mode. We have to be willing to suck and still exist while we rebuild the once mighty empire of Avalanche hockey. Now this is, of course, a very dramatic take on the Avs situation, but drama is certainly a key ingredient in what's happening in the Colorado hockey scene right now. I assure you, we'll get better, but the road is long and bumpy. I know that one day we'll be a better team, but there will be casualties. Players that you love will leave, new faces will emerge, and the show will go on. And I know that we'll cheer as loud and as proud as before when we get back to the top of the NHL mountain. So until that happens, be cool to each other. Enjoy the plot lines. Enjoy the show. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com. Cool hockey shirts for cool hockey people. You should check them out right now, absfam.com. If you like this podcast and you'd like to hear more of it, go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey and then click on the button that says subscribe, or just go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. Either way, it'll be in your pocket waiting for you when you're ready to listen to it. Why? Because we love you. Stay awesome.
Well, I guess you had enough of all this hockey culture stuff, and now you're off to that old golf course in the sky. But whatever, Patty, see ya. We got a new coach to coach and lead us. Tell me why you had to be so Patty, why? Why you had to be so Patty, why? Why? Why you had to be so Patty, why? Why? Why you had to be so Patty, why? Why you had to be so Patty, why? Now the core is getting older, but the chip up on your shoulder and the decisions that Joe didn't let you make, the man's got you tripping mad, and we all know that Patty don't play that. Tell me why you had to be so Patty, why? Ah, peace out, Patty, why? No hard feelings. Hashtag next era.